Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 209.
Oh,
Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. And at the top of the program, you guys listen to Ron Morris, his song Boyfriend. Yeah, so if you want to check him out, go to ronmorrismusic.com. Actually, Ron is our guest for this episode. So stick around and listen to the interview.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
You can see me in video. Anyway, hey everyone, this is Nard. And joining me in the show is Ron Morris, fresh from Bearpalooza, right? Hey Ron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nard?
Oh, great. It's good to have you in the show at last. And I've been talking to Stephen, and he's your publicist or something?
Yeah, Stephen's my publicist, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Does a great work. Does a great job getting the word out there.
He's been great in communicating. So let me ask you, where are you right now? What city are you in right now?
I am in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Easton.
Easton, Pennsylvania, which is where we have our house. It's about 60 miles west of New York City and about 60 miles north of Philadelphia.
Wait a second, that's near Bethlehem, right?
Yeah, we're right next door to Bethlehem.
My sister lives in Bethlehem.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But then they're moving.
Well, your sister, I mean, if I run across your sister, I'll have to say hello.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's great that, you know, you're fresh from Bearpalooza, well, a few weeks ago, that is.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but before we get to Bearpalooza and stuff, how did you, you know, start having an act for music? And, you know, how did you get into music?
Yeah, well, you know, music sort of found me. I grew up in a family. It was funny. I was just having a conversation yesterday. I was doing an interview, and we were talking about sort of the origination of music in my life. And it really, I think, started with my grandmother. She sort of has a philosophy of singing through tough times. Oh. And when I was a kid, she would always sing with us when things were tough. And, you know, if we were going to get our shots at the doctor, we'd sing the whole way to get there, you know, and just sort of set up music as a comforting device. And I grew up, and I've always, you know, come from a long line of storytellers. I studied theater, actually, in high school and college, and then I mm-hmm. went out and worked as an arts administrator for a while, an arts educator. I would go into small towns and work with all the kids in the town and do a show with them. Mm-hmm. I did that for 2 years and got to see the country from, you know, sea to shining sea, as it were, and meet a lot of people. Okay. And, you know, I always had this I wanted to play the guitar. I felt there was, you know, this sort of draw to music. And I had an old pawn shop guitar that my parents got for me that I took on the road with me after mm-hmm. college. And, you know, a friend showed me a few chords, and it would never sink quite into my hand so well. And okay. So I just wrote a lot of lyrics. I had books and books of lyrics. And eventually I moved to New York, and one day it was there. And I've been writing songs ever since, and they just continue to grow. And I, you know, I follow them to each place they seem to take me.
I see. Oh, what instruments do you play? Just guitar? Is that what you just specialize in?
Yeah, guitar is my primary instrument. I play the acoustic guitar and sing. However, on my new album, which is coming out June 24th, I actually played the bass on that, and which was a new instrument for me, and a little
it's
bit
just
of
four strings, right?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly.
It's just four strings.
Four strings,
that's
easy. And guitar, exactly. And I played the piano a little bit. So I got to participate a little bit more in the new album, playing instruments, but primarily it's the acoustic guitar and my voice singing.
Awesome. Wow, yeah. That's going to be in the June 24th. Yeah, that's a couple of weeks from now. Around Pride. My gosh,
absolutely.
It's around Pride, Pride season. Yeah, Pride, the Pride week. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be down in St. Pete playing at St. Petersburg Pride that week, and Atlanta Pride the week after that. So that's how we're sort of kicking off the new CD.
Wow, what a way to have a great big audience. Yeah, you're going to have a big...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to actually be meeting up with the Bearapalooza guys up in Milwaukee, and I'm going to be playing with all my friends from Bearapalooza up at Milwaukee Pride, which is pretty awesome, this coming up weekend.
How did you get involved with those guys, you know, Freddie and the others? Those guys.
Look at you with those guys.
No, I'm kidding. I love those guys.
Oh,
I met them before.
What's not to love? Are you kidding? Yeah. You know, I met Freddie... when I was playing in New York. I had been playing out for a little bit of time, and he ran an event in New York called Qunity, and he booked me to come and sing one night at, I believe it was at the CBGB Gallery, maybe, or the lounge at CBGB's.
Wow.
And CBGB. And afterwards, he was very sweet and came up to me and said he'd love to work with me again. And then he and I ended up touching base once he was down in Nashville.
Okay, all right.
And down in Nashville when he had Bearapalooza there. And I went down and played at two of the Bearapaloozas in Nashville. So, you know, I've kind of, you know, been had a friendship with those guys at a professional level, and it's, you know, become at a friend level the more that we played together. So it's been great.
Yeah, I love having them in the show, Freddie and Michael. I had them in the show before.
Yeah.
It's great to talk to them. I actually was in Nashville. I covered some of their events. You weren't there. I missed you that September,
really?
2007. You didn't go to a Nashville Bearapalooza? I don't think
I know. There was one Nashville that I missed.
Yeah, maybe
for some reason scheduling didn't have it work out. But yeah, and of course there it was. We missed each other on the one that you were at.
Yeah, that's when I first met the guys, and I saw Future Villain Band, and I got to meet of course Freddie Freeman for the first time, and Jay, of course, and they're really, really great guys there, and it's like a family. It's like a small family. Well, this is getting big. Not really small, but they're big. But big, there's a big family.
Big boy, small family.
Yes, that's right.
And immense family.
and they're great, very accommodating, and very talented, of course, and very entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. I had a great opportunity to work with Freddie and Jay, actually, on my EP, which came out back in February. Freddie and Jay did one of the remixes on the album of Boyfriend, the single from that EP. We had DJs from all over the world really submitted. We had some from Paris and Dallas and Nashville and New York and Chicago, you know, and folks submitted remixes, and we were able to use three of them on the album. And Freddie and Jay's remix is one that's on there with a radio edit, and it's just a great look at that song, and it's playful, and it's retro was still being very fun to listen to. It's good to move around your house too, you know.
Yeah, I was listening to it at first. I listened to the original one that was on your website. The Boyfriend is all acoustic, and then I listened to the one with the radio edit. It's pretty cool how they did it. So, did you re-record it, or did you just dubbed over it, or what did they do?
No, you know, when the producers take things like that to do the remix, I learned all about this process for the first time. I mean, I'm a folk pop singer. I'm used to playing things pretty straightforward, and basically,
old school.
I said, old school, exactly.
Yeah,
and I sent them the acoustic tracks, and they just had my vocals from the original sessions, and you know, some chord charts, and they went to town and created a whole other world.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Maybe I should play that. That's a good version that we could play right in the show, right?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'd love to share that version. It's great. It really introduced a different group of people that were interested in a different kind of music, just than what maybe my particular genre is. It gave them a different way to listen to it and get introduced to me and my tunes, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And the talent of Jay and Freddie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Boyfriend. What's it about, basically?
Well, Boyfriend is a song that was written quite a few years ago. I was driving around in an old car and with a new love, and it struck me that feeling of new love is sort of like that feeling you get when you hear an old song on the radio. It's comfortable. It feels right. It makes you tap your feet a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a better sort of tongue-in-cheek way of capturing that than to use, you know, the old Angels, My Boyfriend's Back, as the song that you happen to be hearing on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, So that's where it came from. And then I recorded it, and audiences really enjoyed it. It was a sweet little ditty that, you know, fit into the set nicely. And then when I came to record the new album, it didn't exactly fit with the new material that I was about to put out, but I really wanted to put it out there in the universe. And I thought it would be a great song to do my first video to.
Oh, that's right. This is the video I'm holding here right now.
So what we did was we almost used it as, for me, there had been a few years since I had been on the road in my first album, and we decided, well, you know, use this as putting the training wheels back on, get back out there, start playing shows, you know, and do a video. And we did this great video with George Leiter directing that, that, you know, did really well and showed on Logo. Logo was kind enough to feature it on the show. And that opened it up to a much wider audience. And you know, it's been on their click list for a few months now. Wow. And it's been really wonderful. The new friends that I've been able to make and the new fans just, you know, that have heard it that I wouldn't have had a chance to reach out to before. Mm-hmm. And this provided that place. And, of course, the Internet, which is like, yeah, you know.
The interwebs.
You know, it's this great, great way of connecting with people everywhere. There are no walls, which is wonderful.
No limits at all, yeah. Okay, how about your music? Who are your influences? Let's say, you know, you've been doing acoustic, right? And
My influences, huh? That's a good question. You know, in my family, when I grew up, we had sort of a firm base in country music. We were always listening to Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn and Kenny Rogers. And so I think my earliest lessons in songwriting were really from country singers. That's the nature of a simple song is something that I think is really important in the songwriting process. And that was sort of my first lesson. Keep it simple with the story first. I loved pop music growing up. Once I got into my teen years, I love a good melody. I love something that sticks in your head that you can't forget and sort of comforts you in that way of a good melody. Mm-hmm. You know, contemporary songwriters that I love, you know, I certainly was influenced by the Indigo Girls hugely in college. You know, that's my wonderful, you know, the folk pop piece to it. Currently, I love, you know, there's so many great, I'm just influenced by like everything I hear and every person. I love the Weepies right now. I don't know if you're familiar with them. My good friend Jess Pillmore. Just everyone, you name it. I it's hard not to be influenced by the things you hear, even if it's I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know. So
okay, let me ask you, if you were to jam with any artist in the world right now, living or dead, whichever, who would you pick on stage? What do you think?
Who would I pick?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I would love to sing with Dolly Parton. That's just I have to tell you, I just got to see her live for the first time a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and it was amazing. It was an amazing performance. That's the kid in me wanting to, you know, perform with his idol. I also have a dream of, you know, one of the songs off the new video that we did is We All Sleep Alone, which is a cover of a Cher song. And I also have a dream of doing We All Sleep Alone with Cher someday because... We do it so incredibly differently that I think it would be a blast to be able to perform that with her, and it would be a wonderful send-up. So, Cher, if you're listening to Nari's podcast, call my people.
All right.
Let's get together.
I'm quite sure Cher will be listening to this. Yeah.
You know, Joni Mitchell, you know, I mean, some of these people, I think, yeah, it would be a dream to play with them. And also, I just think it would be amazing to just share that energy with them on stage, to be in that place with people. Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, you know, I'd love to sit and watch Bob Dylan work a little bit, you know, I don't know if we can have a conversation, but I'd love to just be in that vibe in that room.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, I look forward to playing with all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure that those things will present themselves down the way.
Yeah. And especially right now, your involvement right now with Barapalooza, it's awesome that you get to play with these amazing artists also.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the fun things about Barapalooza is that, you had mentioned before of it being a lot like a family. One of those things is that, like, for me, who doesn't get to play with them all the time when they're shows. When I come back, it's wonderful because they know the songs. We can play with each other on each other's songs. You know, there becomes a familiarity with the work whenever you step back in and you're like, oh, hey, guys, yeah, we did this before. We did this a few weeks ago. Let's try it this way. You know, that's a wonderful piece of that entire experience.
How about a full band? Would you consider having a full band?
Oh, yes, I do play with a full band. I have a full band, actually, that will be playing with my show.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I do. It's just, you know, a lot of times with the life of independent musician, it really comes down to budgetary things and what shows you're playing. But I do practice with I do have a band that I play with. In fact, your listeners probably are aware of a lot of the members, Toshio Mana.
Oh, yeah, especially Toshio. Everybody knows Toshio.
Listen to that, Tosh. You hear that? You're famous. Or infamous, one of the two. Yeah, Tosh plays bass with me. June Bromley plays drums. Chris Lawrence sings backup with me. Ken Jones plays piano with me. Yeah, so when we play our big show in New York on June 18th at the Metropolitan Room, it's going to be a full band. It's the whole enchilada.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, awesome. So having all these this busy schedule that you do and music and everything. Sure. How about, wait, first may I ask, do you have a partner right now?
I do have a partner, okay. Yes. My partner and I have been together for 6 years.
Okay, wow.
His name is Ken Jones, yes. He's actually who I was just mentioning that plays piano with me.
This is what I was about to ask that. Does he jam with you? Like, hey, come on, let's collaborate, give me... do some keys and then I'll play the guitar and do something.
You know, Ken is very musical. He's a very talented guy on a lot of fronts. He works in the visual art world, and he's an art dealer, and so he does a lot in the visuals, but he is also very gifted musically and studied musically. So, you know, he'll be playing the piano downstairs sometimes. I'll just listen to him go to a really beautiful place. And then, you know, sometimes I'm like, hey, I've been working on this. Can we come down and just sort of figure out what might be nice underneath this? I'm trying to see which way it's going. And he'll sit down and we'll play it out. He has much more of a theoretical knowledge of music also than I do, which is very helpful when I'm trying to figure out notes and things to share with other musicians when I'm working. So that's another mm-hmm. wonderful way that we fit together.
I tried before with my partner. We're also almost 6 years right now. Uh-huh. My partner is Mike, and we sometimes jam. I mean, he doesn't really play the guitar, and I would teach him some three chords, and we would do some Ramones music, and he would play the guitar, and I would play the acoustic.
Nice,
and
the Ramones, guitar. Very cool.
Oh yeah, he loves the Ramones, definitely. I like Ramones too, and just three chords. We would play three chords, and that's good enough for us, and we would jam, and you know, it's always good to do something musical with your partner.
Oh, absolutely. Well, those artistic endeavors are always a great thing when you happen to be two people who can share those together. You know, it's a great other way of communicating. You know, that's what music is. It's a communication. And whether you're just, you know, messing around the house and playing around or you're on stage with an audience, it's all about a conversation that's happening. And it's conversing on an emotional level in some way, which I think is certainly great if you have a partner that you can do that with as well.
Yeah,
you know,
it's definitely. Yeah. About your CD and everything, the one you have out right now is Boyfriend and Other Sides of Love. That's the title of your album that's out right now. And this is available on your website. What's your website?
My website is ronmorrismusic.com. Mm-hmm. And it's also available at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Kunaki, pretty much anywhere you look, you can find it.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's an EP. It's eight songs. It's the single Boyfriend, the remixes of it, and also three other songs that take a different look at love.
Okay. Let me ask you about downloading music. Okay. What is your opinion on, downloading music? If, because right now there's this digital rights management wherein people, okay, it's encrypted that, it cannot be played somewhere else, or you can only rent it, or you know how
okay,
iTunes
yes.
works.
Sure, sure, mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, sure. Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's like I'm certainly have no problem with sharing music. I think that's one of the wonderful things about getting the word out, and it's a benefit. You know, when I talk to publicists about getting started in the independent music industry, you know, or, you know, after you've been doing it for a while, that's one of the things they'll tell you is, you know, you've got to be willing to give it away free a bit, to get it out there in the world, to let people share it, to let people love it. You know, as a professional musician, you know, certainly I want to make money from my music because I want to do it as a living, you know, so that's certainly a piece to the puzzle for me. But I think there's all kinds of technologies that are making it so that we can all sort of come together on sort of equal ground, and everyone can have a different idea, you know, can have different approaches. And there's so many models now, and there continue to be so many, many models to go off of, that as a business person, you know, wearing my business hat as a musician, I get to go, okay, well, what venues are beneficial? You know, I recently was, you know, got started on Last FM and had the, you know, as a consumer of music, I kind of like it that I get to listen to it a few times and really see if this is where I want to go. If I'm listening to it all the time, then I think, you know what, for me, well, I'll buy it. This person should get my money because I love this enough that I want it in my life on a regular basis, and it's worth, you know, the dollar or the 69 cents for the song that I like.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that that's one of the great things about the internet, is making us ask these questions, and, you know, independent artists get to make the decisions about how their music goes out there, which is great. You can set up the rules. It's your business. If you want to be someone who gives it out there, go for it. More power to you. If you're someone who wants to share it in some way, you know, it's great to have those options. And I think that's, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It, you know, you have the right to do whatever you want with your music. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And it's good that you got these avenues also with MySpace, getting the word out also. You have a MySpace too, right?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm. Ron Morris. It's... I'm so sorry, friend. I'm ringing here all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
I meant to shut my phone off. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Crazy. It's off. Boy, oh boy.
It's okay.
Yes, I do have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/ Ron Morris.
Ron Morris, okay. So I'll put those links in the website so people can check it out. Also, I usually, you know, ask this to people who are bear identified. Do you go to bear runs?
You know what? I have to tell you, I have not been to as many bear events as I am told I should. I mean, I there's a lot. I actually, when I was down in Texas playing some gigs a while back, I got there just missed. In Dallas?
Texas Bear Roundup. Okay.
Texas Bear Roundup. I had just missed it, and my partner and I were going to be down there at the same time, but I had gigs lined up and couldn't do it. No, I hear a lot of legend of all of these, of all of the bear events. It comes back to me in the form of legend, but I haven't been to a lot of them, no.
Oh, you've heard of those. Yeah, it's pretty fun, and they also have, entertainment sections during dinners. Most bear events are like that anyway. There's a part where, you know, there's going to be a portion for, or a time for entertainers to entertain the attendees, and it's great to, you know, just whether you're in Pennsylvania or in other cities, there's always going to be entertainment. Would you be interested in doing that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I had just started talking to the folks at Texas Bear Roundup late, and I was like, you know, if any time in the future, yeah, I would love to do those kind of events. Awesome. I love to play music. I love to go out and hang with people and sing songs. That's what I do. That's what I do for my life. I love it.
Awesome.
You name the place.
Well, wow. It's really great to have you in the show. And I really appreciate you joining me in the show. And thank you for your music. And do you have any people to, you know, say hi to, or you want to shout out to, or anyone?
Oh, no, and shout out to everybody. I mean, thank you very much for having me. And thanks so much for the podcast. It's great to have folks who are enthusiastic about sharing music and sharing it with the people they know. It's the word of mouth is the way it happens. And so I thank you, and the shout outs to everybody. Please stop by and say hey on my MySpace, Facebook, website, whatever. Stop by and say hey. I'll write back.
Yeah. So everybody out there, check out Ron's music, ronmorrismusic.com. All right. Thank you, Ron, for joining us. It's great. And like I said, check out his music, myspace.com/ronmorris or ronmorrismusic.com. Okay, so if you have any comments for this episode, call 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And you can send your emails at bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the official website, www.bearpodcast.com, or go to myspace.com facebook.com/bearpodcast. And what else? No, lots of places to catch us. If you are listening through Bear Radio, stick around. We have an important message. Otherwise, we will catch you guys next week on another episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.